Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
Is this a snow day? Does this count as a snow day?
Hell no. My kids are so bummed out today.
How much snow you get?
We got about 6.
Did you really?
Yeah. I mean, but the roads in front of our house are fine. Those damn idiots pushed all that snow. I got to go right through the pile at the end of my driveway.
Nice.
I love 4 inches.
Wow, 6 inches, huh?
Yeah.
That's what
she
said. Full 6?
That's what she said.
Good for you.
Yes. Well, wait a second, Beetle. You said there wasn't going to be anything around here, and ha, ha, ha. I saw a lot of snow in Quincy driving in here. There was snow.
Well, I didn't have to. I walk outside this morning. My driveway's clear. My walkways are clear, and nobody shoveled anything.
Yeah, eat that.
So,
I shoveled this morning.
Yeah. So I
didn't shovel nothing.
I got a coating. Is what I got.
It's gonna melt.
Coating.
It was more snow than they thought it was going to be. They were apologizing this morning.
That I would agree with.
On some of the forecast.
I called my plow guy last night. I'm like, don't you dare come over because that sucker's going to melt by 4 p.m. tomorrow. I said, I ain't paying you. Okay.
And
he didn't come. But it's fine. It was fine. So I just right through the end of that.
You tell him.
2 foot pile.
You tell him.
Brody likes that. We hit the pile. Snow goes over the hood.
Way to support the local economy.
No, he's my man.
Yeah.
He
sounds it. Yeah.
I don't want to pay you. Cuts my grass. He does my
the
plowing.
The snow will eventually melt.
Cleanup. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's your guy, all right.
Yeah, he is. That's my man.
Do you give him a Christmas bonus, a yearly bonus?
I don't do that stuff.
I know you don't.
I don't do the mailman.
I just wanted you to say it again.
I know you don't.
Hey, we get bumped Christmas bonus just for doing our job?
No.
Do your job?
We're not in a service industry, though.
Okay.
We don't provide services directly to people.
You know, I'm gonna change this.
I believe we provide a public service, but I don't think that we are deserving of any sort of bonus.
Gas prices go up and down. Yeah, I do. I'm aware of the gas prices, and he has to bring his own gas for all his little.
What does he give you a bill?
No, we have the same price every week. But if it's like more pickup, I'll tip him. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like if there's more leaves, the last several weeks there's been more leaves on the ground, so he has to bag all those. Because we don't shred it. You bag it. I don't want anything embedded in the yard.
Mm.
So if he sucks more stuff up and takes him more time and energy, I'll tip him extra 20 bucks.
Not surprised to find out that Zolak is acutely aware of gas prices either. That's something you
tell
know
you
down to the penny, don't you? At different stations within a 10-mile radius of your
He drive the
house.
Extra 5 miles to find the extra nickel off.
Because it gets $10 a day.
I saw $2.45.
Stops every day for gas.
I saw $2.45.
The guy's always out of gas.
He's always out of gas. VFW Parkway or whatever that.
I'm so glad that I have a shorter commute now. $2.45.
Cash.
I'm so glad I have a shorter commute and don't have to talk to Zoe for like a half hour a morning on the phone. Because every time I'm getting gas. Well, again, you've gotten gas the last 3 days in a row.
This is why he's so cheap.
I can't mentally put more than $50 in my tank.
No,
I can't.
He's smart, and this plays into his cheapness. You get better mileage when you don't drive around on a full tank all the time. It's less weight.
That guy.
It's true.
You know what? I got to take
marginal
all that stuff
difference.
Out of the back of my car.
Marginal.
I have two folding chairs that I'm going to take out of my car now on the way home.
Marketing. Extra weight.
Hey, you watch Packers Seahawks last night?
Damn right I did. What a uniform. What a all-white uniform. That is the color rush. That's the color rush
the first
dream.
Thing goes to.
I'm going to go get my head.
First gold helmets.
I'll be back.
Yellow helmets, white jerseys, white pants, white socks. Every team should wear that.
No, every team awesome. Shouldn't wear that. Then everybody would be wearing this.
No,
thing.
I understand. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, they finally got a color rush game right.
Let's say this. I enjoy watching the Packers lose. I find them to be an easy team to root against.
I enjoy watching them come out guns a-blazing where Aaron Rodgers is escaping out of the pocket and finding the fourth team tight end on a deep post route and just sticks it on him, and then it all falls apart in the end. We're waiting for another Aaron Rodgers miracle comeback, right? You know what you're starting to figure out here with Aaron Rodgers? And I know
what do you mean another?
What do you mean? Oh, here we go.
Doesn't That's have right. that many of them.
He doesn't do it.
It's kind of interesting how
he also doesn't win on the road. That's his other thing. Don't forget that.
Hey, this is and this is very good for the Patriots. This is very good for the Patriots.
How?
You know who's still alive and cooking in the NFC playoff picture is Seattle. Seattle has I think they have Kansas City coming at the end of the year.
Oh, okay.
So now Seattle, and this is why I'm sitting there.
I'm rooting
for Russ Danger Wilson. But hey,
no, Kansas City still has to play the Chargers.
Seattle.
They have to play the Chargers, Rams, and the Seahawks.
Yeah, at Seattle. So if you're Seattle and you're in it, guess what? That's going to be a hell of a game. You're going to come out, and Pete's going to coach his ass off that game. I'm telling you. Pete versus Andy Reid, I'll take Pete. Now, I know they don't have all the pieces, but I'm rooting like crazy last night.
I'm going to sidetrack here for a minute. After this game last night, I watched the Willie McGinnis Football Life finally. It's pretty good. Man, he was not buying in on Pete Carroll, huh?
Night and day, dude.
Wow.
Yeah. One guy taught you how to play football. The other guy taught you how to have fun.
If anybody came out of that looking bad, it was certainly Pete Carroll out of the Willie McGinnis Football Life.
Yeah.
Yep. But to go back to this game.
Well, think about that real quick. You had Parcells at the beginning. Then you had Pete. Then you had Belichick. Come on.
And he loved Parcells and he loved Belichick. Yeah. He did not like Pete. He did not like Pete's style. To talk about this game, Mike McCarthy's a bozo. It's easy to root against him. Punting on fourth and two at the end. That's an easy second
guess. He's done.
Easy second guess.
Cooked.
But you know what gets – and I did this morning just in talking about the game with Jim just 5 minutes ago. Yeah, how about Aaron Rodgers on third down in the second half? How about you complete a pass at some point there, boss?
God, they love him, though. Aikman loves him.
Since you're you know, the great quarterback that you are.
Yeah.
Again, he'll get none of the blame for this. All the focus today is on the bozo head coach.
Right.
Which is easy to see.
And their stupid defense.
He's not good at all. Here's what I want to know. If the Packers are not making the playoffs, right? We said that after they lost to the Patriots. Like, this team's not going to be a playoff team.
Yeah, they
if they continue
game.
To lose, yeah. does that take away from the Patriots' win?
No, absolutely not. Because I don't do that. I don't do that in snapshots in time. Was that a good Jacksonville team when you played them in week two? You're damn right that was. That was the same team we saw. That was actually a better team than we saw in the AFC Championship game because Bortles, you couldn't stop Bortles. Could not stop him in that game. And you couldn't do anything with that defense and what they did to you. So you take it for what it is at that time. There are snapshots throughout the course. This is what Belichick told us about the Garoppolo thing, too. Going back to the Garoppolo trade. Yeah, he wasn't available, but you have to look at each situation through time. There are snapshots of that where, okay, your mindset changes week to week to week to week. I wouldn't take away from that win. That was a good win on Sunday night against Green Bay at home. That was good. That was a good win for them. Bad loss last week. Now, all of a sudden, if the Titans get hot and get in as a wild card, do we look at that Titan loss as maybe a good loss?
It looks better.
Yeah, I mean,
I think it does
from a makeup standpoint.
I do
and lipstick on a pig. Yeah, yeah. I understand why you think that way.
I mean, I know that we're into November now. Okay, we're in the second half of the season, but the sample sizes are not huge when you've got, you know, six or seven games. The sample size is better on a full season. You sort of get a better understanding of what a team was. I think that the Titans loss could end up looking slightly better. I mean, the Patriots got blown out in that game.
How about Detroit?
So it's sort of hard to do
Detroit's
that.
Detroit's never going to go to playoffs. So
here's what I don't think you could take away from that Patriots win over the Packers, the way their defense played. Like, you can't even touch that. That's real. That was legit. Everything they did there on that front was good.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I look at this Packers team and say, this team isn't that good. They don't have their crap together.
It's a shame because you see these receivers. See the other kid. What's his name last night? St. John. What the hell was his name? The 6'5"
coach,
Equanimeous St. Brown.
St. Brown. Sorry. Thank you. Another 6'5" freak just out there snagging balls, making plays.
Yeah.
I mean, you got Devontae Adams. You got Cobb. You got Jimmy Graham going to the locker room again. But that seems like that guy's always hurt. But they got the pieces on offense.
Yeah.
Like that offense should put up 40 a game in their sleep.
Reese is on the North Shore today. He's got a thought on last night's game. Reese, go ahead.
What's up, Reese?
Hey, what's happening? Yeah, it just seems a little different this year in terms of you gotta excuse me, I've been plowing all night, so my thoughts might not be completely coherent.
Or at all.
Are you coherent?
I'm just tearing up some grass right now trying to get the last of it, you know, the nice soggy wet.
Okay. I thought he was gonna have a point on the game. He called saying he wanted to talk about Packers, Seahawks, and then we got that.
That's a good start to the day.
Yeah,
it's
a
pretty much
bad
snow Friday.
Yeah,
it's gonna be all right.
You're fine.
Did your kids
Friday,
have a delay today?
And I don't know what we want to do with that.
Did your schools have a 2-hour delay today in Canton?
Nope, not anymore.
Oh. Hey, high five! You're out. My man is in the suburbs. He's out of the city.
Hardy gets experience what real life is in a winter now.
Yeah, boy.
617-779-0985. Everything from the week today, including all of your Patriots thoughts and reactions still to the game that happened nearly a week ago against the Titans. Tom Brady's playing that game. Some thoughts on the blitz numbers that have been out there. Tom Brady against the blitz.
Yeah, keep sending them, people. Just keep blitzing them. Please, 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 please.
There's that. There's also last night's game, Packers-Seahawks, Celtics issues from this week, Kyrie, Marcus Smart. All that good time.
Plus, we got the rating from last night's game, too.
Yeah, big, we'll actually have numbers. We'll have that for you coming up next. We also will talk to Jeff Howe coming up at 11 this morning. We got Phil Perry in the noontime hour. We got football picks at 10:50. We got a lot of things going on
RJ
here.
Bell.
I'll remind you of all this as we go along, though. 617-779-0985. We'll get to your calls coming up next. I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Solak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Suck it, Magic.
With the beat your ass. We always do.
In your face.
You be of good cheer.
Oh, I love it.
It's the most wonderful time.
I saw a story the other day that if you play Christmas music,
you feel better.
Too early, that it could be bad for your health.
Oh, hell no. You can't get enough Christmas. You can't.
Yes.
My stuff's up already.
Yes.
Which is weird. You put a lot of effort into it. Let's just put it up for 2 weeks.
That it's likely
it
to irritate people if it's played too loudly and too early. Little stress. It creates holiday stress.
Makes me want to go to the mall.
You don't put a lot of effort into it. You left here a couple of days ago saying you were going to put your Christmas decorations up that night.
He did.
You texted us all 3 hours later. It was up. So where's all the effort that it takes you to put up your Christmas stuff? It took you about 3 hours.
You got to climb up and get it out, and then you got to pass it down to the kids. And then they take it all downstairs, and then you put it up. We had the speakers going. We had this stuff on. We had the Elf soundtrack. It was off. And we rented Elf.
That is what. Okay, I didn't know you rented Elf.
Yep.
That's extra effort.
You don't own it by now?
Why don't you just
what do you
buy
mean
it?
Own it?
Just buy it.
How do you own it?
You have Comcast?
Instead of renting, yeah, you can just buy it.
I bought it the other night.
All right,
I didn't have it. I already bought. Turn up.
He doesn't.
No, we never rented it before. Like, we'd wait.
Back to rentals.
Did you rent it or did you buy it?
Why would you have scary ghost stories during Christmas?
We've been over this. It used to be a tradition where you would sit around and tell ghost stories.
Is that like that guy, Jeff? I mean, Def? Happy Halloween.
That one.
Did you rent it or buy it?
We bought it.
So now you can watch it whenever you want.
Correct.
Okay.
Every day. Every day at some point.
Like for 24 hours because you're
No. Like, we'll wear it out to the point we'll never want to watch it again. I watched it on a plane ride.
What was the TV rating last night while you were renting your movies?
11.9.
Ooh. Nationally.
Ooh.
That's a big number.
It's a big number.
Thursday night football. Thursday night football usually stinks because the matchups have been so bad over the years.
The matchups have been so good this year. Like, they've had two duds. That's it. Two duds. Matchups have been really good. Like, that's a game you go out of their way to watch. Like, okay, what's Green Bay? You got Aaron Rodgers. You got Seattle, who has life here. You know, it's a Seattle home game. Crowd looks all amped up.
Right.
It was a good watch last night. It was. Tight game, back and forth. You know, Rodgers making plays early. Russ Wilson. I mean, he's got nothing to work with up front either.
Do you want to know to review what the Thursday night games have been to this point?
Okay.
They started off the year with Bengals-Ravens.
A watchable game.
And we watched that game, and that wasn't a bad game out of the gate.
You're out of the gate. And it's
now, I don't think
teams.
The Ravens are very good, but yeah. That was a decent game out of the gate.
I was talking to Ravens up.
Then it was the Browns' Thursday night win over the Jets, the whole Baker Mayfield emergence.
People in the streets.
Then we had the 38-31 win for the Rams over the Vikings, which is arguably one of the better games of the year in the NFL.
One of the best games I've seen in a long time.
Followed by a Patriots game, 38-24 over the Colts.
Yep.
Giants-Eagles, that was sort of a dud. That goes back about a month, 34-13.
Yeah, but you watch that to root against the Eagles.
Like, and the next week was worse, which was the Broncos-Cardinals.
Bad one.
Those were two back-to-back stinkers. Texans-Dolphins, 42-23 win for the Texans.
Mm.
Yeah, okay. Eagles-Jags, going back 3 weeks.
Good matchup, though.
24-18, close game. 49ers-Raiders.
That was the dud.
Junk. junk.
No, Eagles Jags was the London game. That was a Sunday morning.
That was the Mullen. That was the Mullen kid game, right?
You're right. Oh, why did I have that? Sorry. Why did I have that on my list?
You're right, Jim.
My bad. Sorry, Jim.
That was the kid.
I screwed that up.
That was Mullen's first start, right?
You're right. That was a Sunday game. I don't know how that snuck in here. Raiders 49ers Thursday night. Stinker. Dud. Yeah. Steelers Panthers was fun because I enjoyed watching the Steelers beat the bag out of the Panthers.
Yep. Everybody's like, oh, Bert Breer. Oh, best well-rounded team in the league.
Just like watching, you know, more than anything, I like being right because I sort of felt that one coming. And then we had last night, Seahawks Packers. So you know what? Maybe we're overrating it. Maybe it's like 50-50 this year, which feels so much better than what it used to be.
It's either two bad teams or two good teams, and I'll take that every time. If you give me five games of really good teams playing each other.
Equal talent.
Yeah, you can just not watch when the bad teams play each
other. Thursday was unwatchable prior. Even the broadcast sucked. Like,
Patriots-Colts last year would have been a terrible game.
I think
with
they're
Brady versus Luck, though. It's a good game this year.
I think they're 7-4 is what I think they are so far and how good the games have been. They've had seven good ones and four not so good ones.
That's great for Thursday Night Football.
That's a really high percentage for Thursday Night Football because if you had gone previous years, you would say you might be able to find two or three games that were worth your time.
Yeah. You know why?
Why?
There are more exciting teams this year.
The league.
Offensively, the teams are better.
But not only that.
Quarterbacks are healthy.
There seems to be, first of all, the level of play in the league this year is so much better than what it was a year ago. So much better. The league sucked last year. It feels like the level of play is better. It feels like there's a lot more teams that are, you know, it used to be a lot of either teams that had it or teams that didn't and had no shot.
Right.
It seems like there's a lot of sort of teams in the middle now.
It's even like going back to what Brady told me the other day, too. He goes, hey, you know, we're here. Yeah, you say we're 7-3 or down, but I haven't missed a practice yet. Have not missed a practice. I've been to every practice, not limited, nothing.
At times,
he's healthy.
In the past, there would be like 10, 12 teams that didn't have a quarterback. Now there's like five.
There's much fewer teams without a quarterback. Coaching is still an issue. Coaching is still a problem.
Which is great for guys like Josh McDaniels. You know, you look at that job last night. I mean, there's a job right there in Green Bay that's going to be coveted by any young good head coach.
There are going to be good jobs open this offseason. Good ones.
Cleveland? Baker Mayfield, I mean, and all that talent.
The job security, we talked about this a couple weeks ago.
Baltimore?
The job security, and I would count Baltimore in this too. The job security in Baltimore and the job security in Green Bay appear to be really good. They'll hang on to you for a long time. They will commit to you and hang on to you.
Yeah.
As long as you don't stink. And McCarthy has been bad for a while, and he's still there.
Yeah, even Mike Tomlin figured some things out. Even going back 2 or 3 years ago when Pittsburgh was in that dip and that lull, you're thinking, okay, this could be the end of Mike Tomlin. And when you look at tenured guys up against Belichick, Tomlin's right up there on the list, which is shocking. Doesn't seem like he's been there over 10 years.
Ed is in Tewksbury. Hi, Ed.
Hi. Guys.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. So, you know, I understand the changing landscape of talk radio. I'm okay with political analysis, but so, Neil, particularly, I wanted to get your thought on the rhetoric I hear on the station from 2 p.m. on and on NBC Sports Boston.
Good show.
I'm not talking about criticism, but are we really at the point where we're going to run down Tom Brady every day, question his desire, his heart? Does anyone have a problem with this, that Brady is now David Price from a year ago? I mean, he's not having his best year. I know he didn't make a passing camp in February and March and April, but I mean, does anyone...
It's going to, you know what, you know what's really going to be interesting, and they always travel and go to Super Bowl week, do Felger and Mass. Like, I'm listening the other day, I heard a couple key things, like, it's disrespect, you know, not showing up and this and that. It's almost like I want to call Jim and tag certain quotes, because if they do run the table and say get to Atlanta...
Oh, you want to be that guy?
No, I'm not that guy, because I love the show. But you got to take the show for what it is. They like stats. They're a stat-based show. So any argument that they have regarding the player, if there's an obvious drop in Brady's play and percentage, why wouldn't you have that type of take? I don't blame them for having that type of take. I don't think Brady's sitting there saying I'm playing great right now. But I think he knows he's got six games to make it up. He could throw one pick the rest of the year, have eight, and end up with 35 touchdowns versus eight picks. Then how's that look at the end of the year? But you take, again, going back to taking it in snapshots week to week to week, 7-3 at the bye. You haven't played great, but you haven't had all your bullets. You didn't have all your bullets last year, though. See, that's the key, too. Edelman went down, but you had Gronkowski at full speed. So, I don't know. We'll see at the end of the year.
There is a little bit of a war going on in the stats world because I saw yesterday.
Oh, the blitz stats.
This.
Yeah.
There's Stats LLC, which is a stats service. There is Pro Football Focus, which is a a thing that is focused on just the NFL and, you know, looking at tapes to produce their statistical analysis and their rankings and their ratings.
Is Stats LLC like the old Stats Inc.? Did they just change the...
It's the same thing.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
Like Boston Sports Stats. Inf.
Yeah, Stats, all caps. NFL matchup is NFL... I think that's the...
That's Sal Palantonio's show, right?
Hold on.
NFL matchup.
NFL matchup stats.
Yeah, that's the one that tweeted it out. The Blitz stats.
Right. And who runs that, though?
It's got to be ESPN.
ESPN has their own research department, but they also use Elias, I thought. Whatever that is now. Is Elias still Elias?
Elias Sports Bureau.
Well, that's what I want to know. Who runs that one? That's what I want to know. Who runs NFL?
They have their own in-house research department, but I don't know if they use it themselves or if they get it from Elias.
So I think that's I think that's run by ESPN, though, right?
Oh, no, that's an NFL Films production, NFL matchup, I think.
Okay, so that it's an in-house thing with the league. It's official, whatever it is, because it's used in a lot of ways and on a lot of very highly publicized, you know, shows and graphics that you see on television. All right? So good homework being done by Evan Lazar, who tweeted this out yesterday. He's on Twitter, at EZLazar. He says he went down the rabbit hole of the Brady versus the Blitz thing. Here's Brady's passer rating against the Blitz, according to four different resources. Pro Football Focus has him at 96.8. Sports Radar, I don't know what that is. I have no idea who Sports Radar is, but they're another one of these stat services. They've got him at 92.2. Stats LLC, or Stats Inc., has him at 98.4, the highest out of all of these. And then there's the NFL matchup stat, which we've seen everywhere this week, which is 59.6. which seems to be, out of the group, sort of the outlier and the far cry from the rest of the stats that are offered. So which is it? I mean, I would put my faith in either Stats Inc. or Pro Football Focus, right? So his passer rating is not nearly as bad as we think it is, but just on the eye test alone, you know that he has not handled the pressure
well.
That's
what I like.
Yeah. What have you seen?
That last game where I haven't seen him bail out the way he's bailed out in other years. Or he'd stay in there, take the shot. And he even said after the game, like, hey, I don't have a problem taking a hit. He had a problem taking a hit, or was potentially going to take a hit last week, which could be an indicator maybe something's bugging him. Now, he's not on the injury report, but he's quick to go down and get in that fetal position. Hurry up, and I know how to fall, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah, I think we should talk more about this.
I think his footing was a massive issue last week and his mechanics from his feet. His feet were bad last week.
Including Julian Edelman and his role in all of this. 617-779-0985. Football picks coming up at 10:50 on the football card. And we've got your calls next.
Sports Hub headlines.
Both the Bruins and Celtics get back to work tonight. First, the green tip-off at 7 against the Raptors at the TD Garden. Celtics have a chance to get back-to-back wins for the first time in a couple of weeks. Raptors are 12-3 on the year, but two of those losses came just in their last two games, back-to-back losses. So Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell will have the call on 105.7 WROR. It's a 6:30 pregame. Early one, tip-off just after 7 o'clock. Bruins in Dallas to take on the Stars. Zdeno Chara left the team during this road trip to be reevaluated back in Boston with an apparent leg injury that he suffered against the Avalanche. We'll get the latest from Judd Surratt and Bob Beers on the pregame, 7:30, right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Mookie Betts is your AL MVP, won the batting title, gold glove. It's all about the little things, though.
Just little ins and outs, I mean, of the swing. You know, obviously I work on some defensive stuff, but I'm just trying to be consistent. You know, the little things that make you consistent, I'm definitely going to work hard on and trying to keep going in spring training.
The Seahawks beat the Packers last night, 27-24. Pats enjoying some days off during their bye week.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What, is there a problem?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
617-779-0985.
God.
If Julian Edelman is hurt, or more hurt than we know, he blew us off yesterday. Right? He did.
Yeah, he blew us off.
He canceled on us. We teased it for yesterday, and then he canceled last minute. How's that gonna impact Tom Brady's ability to sort of overcome these issues with pressure? Because I think he's like the one guy that you can count on to sort of help you beat it.
Yeah, but see,
all those years when they had terrible protection up front, Brady needed to get the ball out quick. Who was he getting it out to?
It's him.
It's Edelman.
I know. And it's always been him. It's been Welker. It's been Troy. You know, Troy's was more by design. And I think those were just play calls that Charlie gave him. You know, those quick little hitters. I don't think Brady really read it out early in his career, if that makes any sense. A lot of those, they set the record for plays behind 2 yards. 2 yards or shorter. Extensions of the running game, we call them. I still think it's about Gronkowski. And I'm just holding out such hope that he's going to be healthy when he comes back. And he's going to affect coverage the way he did early in the year. And I say earlier in the year, you're just like, well, what are you talking about? Well, the Jacksonville game. You go back and look at that game, Hogan had a pretty good game. You know, Hogan was on Jalen Ramsey a lot in that game, beat him for a touchdown. Gronkowski had three guys on him from Jacksonville on that touchdown that Hogan caught. And then he had the drag route off the play action. He had other catches in that game. I still think with Gronkowski out there, and that's why I'm head scratching my head last week, because just put him in a huddle even if he's 80%. Because then Vrabel's got to, okay, we got to look at this guy. We need two guys over there. He commands two regardless of what his health is. And I just hope it's going to be what it was last year at the end of the year. And if it's not, maybe they can be in trouble, especially if you combine it with Edelman having some foot or ankle issues. I mean, it's listed as ankle. You know, and he went to the locker room pretty quick. You know, when he got, you could see him, and it's the stamping of the foot. I don't know what he's doing there. Like, what are you stamping a foot for? If your ankle hurts, you're normally not doing that. You're doing that to see how your foot reacts. And he had the old foot injury. Yeah, you got screws in there. That's, you know, stuff happens, man.
Right.
There's not a lot of blood flow down there. There's not a lot of muscles around it. You know, the foot, the hand, it takes a while to heal.
617-779-0985. And just go back to the end of 2014, yeah. Start of 2015, when Brady sort of figured out that he was going to have to make up for poor protection by getting rid of the football.
And he had Amendola, right, too, though, but he'd slide up. And he had money guys that he knew he could hang on. Is there indecision with the other guys that Brady is sensing?
Yeah,
I mean, is there indecision with Gordon? There's obvious indecision with Gordon. I mean, he and Gordon at times really aren't on the same page at times. But he's, you know what it is, too? It's the freakish nature of the player, too, that even though it's not right, I got to keep forcing it to him because I got to get him right. That's part of it. Like,
6-1,
sacrificing other things to get to 7-3. Knowing, and you rest Rob Gronkowski at 7-3 because you're in it for other reasons. You're in it for the stretch run.
Well, I'd say 7-2 because they did that before they played the game.
No, I know. Yeah. Right. But I mean, you knew that you could potentially, this could be risky not playing him, and you got your ass kicked. So you're sacrificing health. And I said,
I didn't think that would be risky. Did anyone think that was going to be risky?
No one said that. Saw my man Bob Sosie just now. He's here recording his podcast. But that fourth quarter, and as you know, hey, we're at 8 minutes, and they're waving a white flag with 7.
Yeah, but that's hindsight. That's hindsight now.
You're
going into that game.
Health. They gambled for health like they did with
nobody
with Steven
said
Jackson.
It going in, though.
No, nobody.
Nobody.
Nope.
You can't find
that was
someone
a layup
that
game,
did.
Man. That was a layup game.
Jim is in North Andover. Thanks for hanging on, Jim.
Yes, I'm talking. I want to elaborate on the Brady thing.
Big words.
You know,
nice.
Maybe that the other teams are getting more better at playing defense against them rather than him getting rusty because they're all over him. The schemes are so much different when they play certain teams.
Mm-hmm. You want to give credit to coaching and schemes. That they have the upper hand against. I disagree there because this coach is as good as anybody, meaning Josh McDaniels, adapting to change series to series. That's the head scratcher from last week, or going back to the Detroit game when they get their ass kicked. The margin of loss and your inability to combat it and come back and attack and come out firing on guns a-blazing in that second half just wasn't there.
No,
you were flat across the board.
Jim's right in that. Do the Titans, does their defense specifically deserve credit for the way they played and beat Brady and the Patriots? Of course they do.
Is that a blueprint, though?
Of course they do. Yeah, no, but they deserve credit. They played really well.
They did.
Right? They took away pretty much everything underneath. They created pressure all game long. They took advantage of what appeared to be some soft play up front for the Patriots on the offensive line. No, they deserve all kinds of credit. Do you think you're going to see another defense as good as Tennessee's in the playoffs? I think you will at some point.
You won't see. You won't get tested. You'll like
see another,
that.
Won't you see another good defense down the road somewhere?
You will not.
Anywhere?
You will not get tested until maybe the Vikings is the best defense left.
I'm talking about the playoffs, though.
Yeah, but I mean, until you get there, but you get past the Vikings, then yeah, you're going to face some good defenses in the playoffs.
If you want to go as far as last year's...
I don't know that, though. What if you play L.A. Chargers? Do they have a good defense? I don't know.
If you want to go as far as you went last year, at some point you're probably going to come across a good defense. May only be for one game. The odds are somewhere along the way, you're going to face a team that has a good game defensively, that could do the things that the Titans did last Sunday. And they look like they were much better equipped to beat those types of teams like the Patriots did last year when they beat Jacksonville in the playoffs than they look right now. That's the difference. That's why people are concerned and critical of the performance on Sunday. If you had that matchup with Jacksonville again the way you did last year with this team this year, I don't think you're winning that game again. I don't think that's unfair to say.
Yeah. I mean, you should have lost that game potentially if that Deion Lewis fumble would have been a fumble. I mean,
here's the good news.
It's Jacksonville played themselves out of it.
It happened in the first week of November, not the second or third week of December.
Right.
So you've got time.
You do.
You've got time on your side. This is not Steven Jackson running against the Dolphins.
You have four divisional games left.
You've got time. You've got time to solve these issues.
Four divisional games, man.
Which is the encouraging part. Time is on their side, believe it or not. Coming up next, we will have the football card for this coming weekend.
Oh.
How'd we do last week?
Who am I going to pick? Pittsburgh's on the bye.
All right, we'll get
Patriots are on the bye.
We'll get to that coming up next.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
If you haven't yet downloaded the 98.5 The Sports Hub app, I highly suggest you go do that right now for either your Apple or Android device. Get it in your app store, download it, stream us, take us wherever you go. It also has all of the podcasts from 98.5 The Sports Hub, including the podcast of this show, which is posted daily.
Tap that app.
Get the app, the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. If you need help finding it, just head to 98.5thesportshub.com. Ready to go?
I'm ready.
Ready for the football card?
We got to be better than last week. 2-1, 1-1.
We went college last week, sort of ugly. Clemson was a push for us. Didn't like that.
I'm pissed at Clemson.
Yeah, they needed to play better.
They just showed up and toyed around.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Still beat them by 20.
Not a fan of that. Credit to BC's defense for that.
The offense looked really good for them.
Doesn't mean I like you. Because I certainly don't.
I liked when you were down 20 and you were still handing the ball off.
Good coaching.
Well, you're probably busy all spring crunching, football tape.
All right, so we're going to get back to the NFL this week. That's our bread and butter, I think.
Yeah.
Back to your roots.
Yeah, back to our roots. Not for Jim, though. Jim has been flawless this year.
Unbelievable. No, I'm not flawless. What? I lost last
Jim's
week.
Jim's 9-1.
Oh, you finally lost.
Oh, damn,
lost.
I was going to give you credit. So Jim's 8-1?
It wasn't as bad, though. If my second pick, if I didn't go with the over in that Clemson game, I was going to go Alabama.
Yeah.
24.5.
No, you don't get to do this now.
No. They were up 24-0, had the ball at the goal line. The clock ran out. It's 24-0 final. 24.5 was the line.
I mean, nothing for nothing.
So are you 9-1 now? Is that what you are?
9-1, yep.
9-1 so far.
Still good, Jim. Still sexy.
I think I'm 8-4.
Oh, shut
in
up.
In 10 weeks?
Horn tutor.
All right, no.
I'm 9-6.
Yeah,
I'm 7-3.
I'm 13-4.
I'm 7-3.
I don't know what I am. I haven't been keeping
track. Care.
I have no idea.
Just do this to do it.
I know.
All right, my pick this week, I'm going to get this one out of the way.
It's a good pick.
It's basically based on who I think is a better team.
Yeah.
The Vikings are visiting the Bears.
Getting points on Sunday Night Football.
They're getting points to go visit the Bears.
Vikings will outright win that game.
And they're getting 2.5.
Crap. Unbelievable.
I mean, you get it. You see Chicago getting those 2.5 for being at home.
Because
they view them as sort of even teams. I don't think the Bears will win the game. I believe in the Vikings. By the way, I've believed in the Vikings all year long, and I'm not quitting this Vikings thing because I picked them to be in the Super Bowl.
They're a good team.
I picked them to be there. This is the time of year when, as Julian Edelman would say, although he doesn't say it on this show because he bailed on us, he says this is the time of year when teams start to separate from the pack or they fall. One or the other. Ooh. And the Vikings will separate.
Mm.
So give me the Minnesota Vikings +2.5. We're getting them at right now.
I want to pick
Sunday
them
night in Chicago.
I would pick them alone because Matt Nagy has dance parties.
Well, Jim Stouch, I heard, is going to be at the game, and that to me is
Jim. They have dance parties in their locker room. They have a dance off like after wins.
No, that's fun. Thing. That's fun.
I'm sure the linemen love that.
Along those lines, a team that likes to have fun. And kind of along the lines of just being a better team, I am also going to go against the team that likes to have fun, and I'm going to pick the better team, even though I got to lay points. The Saints are home laying 8 against the Eagles. I feel this 10? Is it.
I see. I was
Eagles
say,
at 10?
I saw it at 10.
I go Eagles.
No way.
It's 10 at a +105, though.
I think
what does that mean?
The Saints are 2 touchdowns better than the Eagles. No matter what.
The Eagles defensively were wretched a week ago. They just lost somebody in their secondary.
And as good as the Saints' record is just outright, they're 7-2 against the spread. Philadelphia can't cover. They're 3-6 against the spread.
I like your
Take
pick.
The Saints.
I like your pick.
Take the Saints. Lay the 10, like 11, the whatever the hell it is. They win by...
I like where
they
we're
win,
at.
They win
just
by...
Stop talking yourself into it. Just take it.
They win
just
by 14.
Do it!
Take the Saints. Lay the points.
+105 means we win more money.
Oh, good. I like that. I'm always riding Pittsburgh, and I think that's a team on the uprise.
And you said they have a bye when they don't have a bye.
I thought they had a bye. They're not. They had the late game. It got flexed back to 1. Oh, they are at Jacksonville. Bad matchup for the Steelers. This is a spot where Pittsburgh is laying 6.5 on the
road.
Really? That's a big number. Jacksonville's got to wake up at some time, and it couldn't come at a better time because right now the Steelers are ahead of you. So this is scoreboard watch rooting here. You look at what Jacksonville did to Pittsburgh last year. They kicked their ass. Kicked their ass twice.
Twice, yeah.
Yeah. Like, and the Steelers are more worried about playing around in Le'Veon Bell's locker. What shoes am I going to take his nameplate down? Pittsburgh's going to get smacked in the mouth this week. I'm taking Jacksonville in the points. There he goes, though.
I'll go next. My game's off the board. So I'll let you guys decide. Do I go with my secondary pick or... I was going to pick a pro game. I was going to pick the Ravens. But because of the quarterback uncertainty... They're not even on the board right now.
Who are they playing?
Bengals.
Oh, I'll take the Ravens.
So you can't do it, though. They're off the board.
Desperation season on the line. That's why I was going to pick them.
Ooh. All right. Well, you can't.
No matter who the quarterback was.
They're off the board. You got to pick it in and make another pick. Who's your secondary?
Yeah, so I do have a secondary pick. You guys decide whether you want it in the parlay or not.
Okay.
Central Florida.
Nope.
College game day. Going to Central Florida. They think they're national champs last year. They're undefeated this year. They finally get college game day to come to their town. They're playing at prime time against Cincinnati -7.
You know what? I'm rooting for them because college game day came to your town.
You didn't root for BC last week when they came to town.
I'm a Central Florida guy. I'll take Central Florida, Jim.
What are they, the Chippewas or something? What's there?
It really matter.
The Knights. UCF Knights.
Knights.
Oh, UCF Knights. Who's the...
You're thinking of South Florida.
Central Michigan or Eastern Michigan Chippewas?
I don't know. I feel like there was a Chippewas.
Like a Minnesota thing. Like Minnesota State.
Oh, no, that's Central Michigan. You're right.
I don't want
Central
you ask
Florida,
Tom.
Central Michigan.
Tom knows all the stupid teams.
Durr.
Tom's got a good pick.
Tom's got a good pick. All right, we're going with Central Florida. I can handle that.
I think Air Force
Academy. Your picks have been good on college this year.
Yeah.
T-Bone has been like 0 for all year.
I won last week. I'm doing something this week that I never do. I'm picking a watchable game, and I'm picking against the spread. So I'm going to go Notre Dame.
Why is your voice so deep right now?
Notre Dame, Syracuse.
Please take Syracuse.
Syracuse +9.
I love you. The fact Notre Dame is rolling out the horse crap
but it's
Under
women's
Armour
lacrosse. But it's related again to what? Uniforms. Zoe wants to celebrate the pick based on
Have
the uniforms.
Have you seen it? Have you seen
I
it?
Did. It's hideous.
It's hideous.
This and I know, stadium, that's why.
And if I ever said Maryland has great uniforms, no, I trash them. They're awful. They're god awful. They can't decide which one they want to wear. You have no tradition.
That reminds me of that email we got from that BC guy last week.
What did he want?
It was crap all over Maryland.
Real quick, to BC's credit. To BC's credit.
Trying to rattle Zoe.
At least you kept the same uniform since Flutie's been. At least you're. That
classic
is, uniforms. That's tradition. You are what you are. Notre Dame, I can't stand. Brian Kelly.
Holier than thou.
Get up there and film practice.
Is Tom getting sick? Tom's never been sick. T-Bone doesn't get
sick. You sick? You get a little
sniffles? Tom, you can speak.
I'm good.
No, like Tom,
something weird with his voice.
Something.
Okay.
Never mind.
All right. So let's recap. We'll all say our picks. I've got Minnesota +2.5 over the Bears.
Jacksonville +6.5.
New Orleans laying a million against the Eagles.
Central Florida -7.
Syracuse +9.
Yeah. Yeah. I can root for that. I can root for Syracuse. Although you're biased, Tom.
How much we win again, Jim?
So I'm worried about that pick. You're biased.
Hang on. Let me do the calculator.
Like Syracuse. You got connections there.
Jim's going to tell us how much we're going to win. Here
5 or 10?
5.
131.
That's good. That seems appropriate.
Oh, perfect.
Seems good. Let's stop it right there. What do you say?
How many five-teamers have we won this year?
That would be... Did we win one?
No, we haven't won.
We won one thing. It was the Patriots versus the Dolphins.
Oh.
Laid everything on it.
Okay. All right. Well, this I feel good about this, though. So 5 it is.
Okay.
We'll talk to Jeff Howe of The Athletic coming up after these headlines in 90 seconds.